jump in the river. No use to beat on the doldrums.
All right, let's call the meeting to order for the Planning Commission for the City of Goleta for today, September 28th. And let's start out with our Pledge of Allegiance. If you'd all join me, please. Ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, thank you very much. And if we could do a roll call of the commissioners, please.
Thank you. Chair Onan.
Here.
Vice Chair Jenkins.
Here.
Commissioner Daniels.
Present.
Commissioner Fuller.
Present.
Commissioner Maynard.
Here.
Thank you.
All right, so at this time we'll go to public forum. This is an opportunity for anyone to speak to the Planning Commission on an area that the City of Goleta has governance over and is not on tonight's agenda, which would leave a lot of things because we have a rather short agenda tonight. So no speaker slips. Okay, so we open and close the public forum and we'll move on to our first item on the administrative agenda. Do we need a reading of that item?
This is a question for amendments or adjustments to agenda.
Okay.
There are none.
Okay, we'll do that first. Then we'll go to item A, which is our administrative agenda. I think we should take all the items on the administrative agenda at one time and see if we can approve those or not approve those. So that's on the Planning Commission meeting minutes for July 27th. Comments?
None. I would move to approve.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any other discussion? All in, those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? It looks like it was 5-0. So let's move on into our discussion item or presentation item for the evening. And is that you, Ms. Conlon?
Actually, no. Our current planning manager, Lisa Prossy, will be giving
Lisa
you the presentation.
Prossy. Thank you very much. Sorry, I wasn't trying to...
That's
misdirected away from you.
That is quite all right. We wanted to take this opportunity to share with you or review with you the cumulative project list. This is a list that the current planning staff puts together twice a year, and it's really just a snapshot in time of the projects we have ongoing. And usually we just post it up on the city's website, but we figured that we should probably discuss it with you so you have a familiarity with the projects that are in the, you know, either under construction, approved but not yet constructed, or that are pending, because we're sure you get questions and just for your own edification. Like I said, it is a snapshot in time. We don't really update it because we would be doing it all the time, especially as projects get completed. So that's why you'll see that usually it's dated sometime in February and then sometime around the end of August, beginning of September. So I just wanted that you to be aware of that. And I will say that we did put on your dais a slightly tweaked version of that cumulative project list. We did realize there was a project listed on there that should have come off, that it had expired, and it just didn't get, the person who was preparing the list just didn't take it off, and we did some things like that just to clean it up so it really is a reflection of what the projects look like on September 1st of this year. And the list does just encompass projects that are within the city's purview. So with that, the first group of projects are those that are what we, under construction. And this map shows that there are 7 projects that are currently under construction in the city. And these are kind of the larger projects. I'm sure there's more projects, some of the smaller things going on in the neighborhoods. But these are some of the bigger ones that are happening. And I'm going to pretty much talk from each of these main slides, but then I do have some slides of specific projects, such as Haskell's Landing. This is a project, and I'm going to try something fun here. I can get it to work. So this is a project that is at pretty much the far western end of the city. It encompasses about 100, I think it was 101 units. And pretty much everything, well, everything has been, all building permits have been pulled. There are two buildings in this phase, and then all of these buildings here are the ones that have yet to receive certificates of occupancy, those CO things. So of the 101 units in that project, 79 units have received their certificate of occupancies. And then in addition to that, the 8 model homes have been completed. They just don't have their COs until the project is closing up. Because they'll probably have to make some minor changes to them to allow them for occupancy. But so that leaves 14 units that are left to be finished. And our understanding is that the applicant or the developer is, you know, targeting probably by the end of the, you know, no later than I think the end of the first quarter of next year, that they should be done, if not sooner, with the project. So that one is wrapping up. Then the next project on our list, let me see if I go back to the map. The next project on the list is the Goleta Valley Hospital, which is on the other side of the community. And let me skip to that picture. While the hospital component has been completed, there is still work being done on the site. As they're moving into the new hospital, once they get all that transition completed of being fully occupying the new hospital, then they have the work of demolishing the old hospital building. There's also work that's currently being done on the new medical office building. And then once they get the building completed, then they've got to move the people from the old medical office building into the new one and then demolish the existing medical office building. And then there's also the last final thing is to do some improvements to the parking lots around the hospital. So while the hospital, the big component, is complete, you know, this is a project that probably will stay on our list for 9 months, probably, until they get those things done. So that's why it is on the list, and why it will probably continue to be on our list as they complete all of the components of that project.
Can I ask a quick question about that?
Sure.
Is that okay? For the areas where they're demolishing the buildings, will those spaces then be used for additional parking lot, or what's happening to the spaces where the older buildings are demolished?
You know, that is a really good question. I'll have to get back to you on that, because I don't know, unless Ms. Carmen knows. That's one that's been in the works before my time, and I really don't know, but I can totally follow up with you and get that information.
Thank you very much. Sure. Mostly a curiosity.
No, and that's it's a good question, and we'll find out. Another project that's under construction on this map is in the Cabrillo Business Park. There's actually a couple of projects underway. And that one's on Los Caneros and Discovery Way, roughly. There is the Investec mini storage project that's underway right now. And then also there's grading happening for the Pacific Beverage warehouse building that's being is being constructed over there. They're only doing the grading of the site and setting up the storm drainage improvements, including a pretty sizable detention basin to serve not only the Pacific Beverage site, but a good portion of the business park itself. Pacific Beverage does have their initial approvals from us. They are in the process. I don't believe they've submitted yet for building permits, but they are in the process of going going to submit for those soon. So that's what item C is. D is West Star or Hollister Village. Oops, I skipped over. Hollister Village is the one that is directly across from Camino Real Marketplace. And that one encompassed 266 units. And I'm going to do the highlighter again. Sorry. Yay. Okay. This is what they consider, what they're working on getting occupancy permits for this area. There's 9 or 10 residential buildings here, plus the primary clubhouse and swimming pool area that they are actively working on finishing this up, probably anticipating that the certificates of occupancy for some or all of these units in this area will happen in October. That's what they're targeting, and we're working with them to make sure, you know, to make sure that all the conditions relative to that have been satisfied. And then the remaining portion of the residential, I believe they would like to have that available after the new year. The other component is the commercial that's down here in this area. This big building here, with the primary tenant, they were trying for the work to be completed on that before Thanksgiving. That doesn't look like that's going to happen. So it's that'll be December-ish. And if I remember when we had a meeting with them, and I think they were hoping to have, and Ms. Carmen can correct me, around no later than February to have the rest of the commercial component constructed by then. So that is West Star.
And then there's a empty triangle.
Oh, that was one, yeah.
In the middle of the southern portion of the site,
right,
or
here.
No, the eastern portion of the site. And they will be coming in for that, for a new application to finish out the construction of the entire site, probably in the next month or so,
I believe. Just to submit, and we'll start the process. Right. There was approvals for a project on the site. It was subject to litigation. There was a settlement, and now they're coming in with a project that conforms to the settlement agreement that they have.
Yeah, if I may, I was on their website quite some time ago, and it said they were looking forward to finishing in spring of 2015. So can I ask what the big impediments have been for them to complete this project?
I think they were optimistic, but there was a lot of work, a lot of the street improvements, and then they had issues with the utility companies, particularly one of utility lines and being able to relocate those. That was my understanding. I don't know if Ms. Carmen heard the question or had more.
I did not. I'm sorry.
What were the impediments of why they took them
six or nine extra months or a year to complete this?
We talked with them. I think it was just unexpected construction delays. They also had a number of issues with the frontage, with some of their infrastructure improvements. When they opened the street, they found some surprises that they had to do some workarounds with. And the coordination with Southern California Edison was also a challenge. And that did put them behind schedule somewhat as well.
Thank you.
So that's West Star. Let's see. Oh, Ice in Paradise. I know everybody's excited about Ice in Paradise. And I've got a picture. I know this is kind of small. This is Ice in Paradise. That project, they're nearing completion. And at this point in time, they're hoping probably within the next 4 to 6 months. No, sorry, 6 weeks. I probably just gave people a heart attack online. I'm sorry. 6 weeks, 4 to 6 weeks. There's just some last-minute construction things they need to finish up, but they are working diligently to get that completed. So that should be a nice addition to the community in the very near future. The other picture on the board is one of FLIR. You know, that's a project on Hollister Avenue. I'm sure people drive by it all the time. And they are nearing their completion as well. And it's looking very nice.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
That was commencing soon.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. They were doing the final building inspection checks in order for that move to occur. I believe this week.
Yeah. It's very soon. Yeah. That was, two other projects on the board, item F, which is the villages at Los Caneros, which you can pretty much see as you walk outside of City Hall. That one is their grading, and getting close to having the grading portion done, you know, at least the initial rough grading of the site. That project is for 465 units. 70 of them are part of people, is for people self-help. It's an apartment rental component. And people self-help, I believe, I know they've been to design review board at least once for design review, and I'm trying to think they might have finished their...
Yeah, I'm not sure the status of that. We could definitely check.
Yeah, but they are close, at least of having all of their... entitlements in place to then proceed forward to the building through the building permit process.
And we will be seeing some of the other buildings on site, like the Podium condominiums, and I'm not sure the market rate housing is completed yet through design review. Those will be going through that process as well. Mr. Comstock, the developer, finished the housing portion, it's all housing, the single family duplexes and triplex portion. That's the majority of the lots on site, and they're sort of in the northwestern portion of the site. Those have been completed and design review's done, and they're moving forward.
Yeah. And then the other project on the list is the Hilton Garden Inn Rincon Palms Hotels project at the northeast corner of Stork Road and Hollister, and they are they're obviously grading and laying the beginning of the infrastructure to serve that project as well. And they hope to be operational, I think, late 2016. I believe that's
their That was the original goal.
Yeah.
We have not heard whether or not it's changed.
Yeah, so. how construction is progressing. But that's the plan. So those are the projects that are... the significant projects that are under construction within the community. And a fair number of them will be completed in either this year or in 2016.
So. And for the purposes of what people expect to happen this winter, we are reaching out to the individual property owners to make sure things are ready in the event of storms, looking at BMPs and other temporary site improvements that they may need in order to accommodate any sort of stormwater. We have our stormwater experts looking at that. The city itself will also be undertaking, they'll be bringing a staff report to the city council on storm preparations and readiness. So everyone's looking at everything that is open dirt right now going, oh, what's going to happen when it starts to pour? Hopefully it will, knock on wood. But that is a consideration.
So, I know it's not quite wood. I know, find some wood. So moving on, these are the projects, when I say approved projects, these are ones that have had, that have secured their initial land use entitlements, but have not yet started construction. And so we'll move on to those. So the first one just is the Islamic Center. They have, they got their approvals from the city council almost 2 years ago, and then about 2 to 3 months ago they got their final design approval from the architectural commission, and they are working on submitting for building permits and through the plan check process. Then the item B is Citrus Village, and that, if you aren't familiar with, is it's a condo project for 10 units. It's on Cali Real. It's on the north side of, it's Cali Real on the north side of the freeway. I want to say the street is Placer. It is west of Glen Annie. It's quite a distance from Glen Annie, but I think it's closer to Placer. This is a project that has everything. They're ready to, pretty much ready to go. There's a few minor things they need to do, but they've chosen to hold off until after the rainy season. So, you know, some people are coming up with their plans. Their plan was just to wait till after the rain has stopped before they go forward. But they are very close to be able to start construction. Let's see. Item C on here is Mariposa Senior Assisted Living Complex. That project is was approved in 2011 or 12, and they've got various things done and approved. What they've been working on is securing some federal financing. So they've got things going in different, kind of out of order for us in terms of how we usually see our process happening in terms of when you submit for different things and when you put in different things. But they're choosing this path based on trying to get federal funding to help do the construction. So I believe they hope to be under construction, you know, soon. So there's that one. D is a mini storage, self-storage project in Old Town. It's on South Kellogg, just right around the railroad tracks. And that project was approved about 4 years ago and has been, you know, sitting at the applicant's discretion. We've not heard much from them at all. So whether that goes forward or not is really up to the applicant. E is the Marriott Residence Inn, which is at Robin Hill Road and Hollister Avenue. This is both the site plan, the approved site plan, which is the darker area. This is the location of the hotel. This graphic's kind of hard to make out. Here's the hotel, and then the parking is wrapping the building, and then there's extensive landscaping out here on Hollister, which you can pick up here on the drawings. This is another project that does have their land use entitlements and has secured design approval from the Design Review Board. As you may or may not know, there was a lawsuit on the site on the city's approval, and that was settled 2 or 3 months ago, and so the project is moving forward. The one interesting thing is not only do they have to, you know, secure building permits and public work, any of the public works improvement plans from the city of Goleta, they also have to get the public works plans approved for this area out here from the city of Santa Barbara, because the street and this part of it is within the city of Santa Barbara jurisdiction. So they've got some regulatory and process, I'll say hoops, but they've got some challenges there. I mean, they're working through them, but that one is in progress and is going pretty well. There's some good coordination happening. So, sorry, wrong way. The Cortona Apartments is number F on the map. That was approved the beginning of this year. Time flies. So that one's for 175-176 apartments located on Cortona Drive, not that far from the Hilton Garden Inn hotel project. And that one, our understanding is that the applicant's waiting for the drought to be over. He's got water, but he's decided he didn't really want to go forward with construction while others have to wait. So we'll see. I mean, that's what he's indicated to us. G is Harvest Hill. G is up at the northeast corner of the city. This one came to the Planning Commission probably 18 months ago, I believe. Like February, March of 2014. That one has been recorded. It had one lot on it, and they subdivided it into seven. And the map was recorded probably this summer. And they have started grading the site. And that's one that they've been working, the city's been working closely with the property owner to make sure the BMPs are in place and that site is pretty well taken care of when it starts to rain. It does not have design approval. It is, they've been going to the DRB to get design approval, and I believe they're going again, one of the meetings in October for three of the units. But they're doing the grading part first. And then the last one on there is the Samara Medical Office Building. That one's for about 20,000 square feet, and it is directly across Patterson from the hospital. And so they've got design approval as well. And, I do not believe they submitted yet for plan check, but but they are probably pretty close to doing that and then going forward. So those are the larger projects I guess we should have moved. Like I said, it's a moving target, and Harvest Hill probably should have gotten moved to the under construction projects, but I don't think it was as of the beginning of September.
Exactly.
So that's why it's here. Okay. So are there any questions about those?
Yeah.
So then the last group of projects are those that are pending, and I'm sure you've heard about some of these. The first one is the Shelby project, which is on the north side of Cathedral Oaks, west of the high school. It's kind of hard to read. But that is the site layout, and then some elevations of one floor plan of the houses. That one is for 60 units. There was an environmental impact report that was prepared and released, and the public review period ran from April to May of 2014. We got a fair number of comments, and we've been taking this time to actually update and revise the EIR, and we're getting very close to be able to re-releasing that document for public review. It will probably happen in October, and then the public of this October, and then the public review period will run for another 45 days or longer, depending on how it hits with some of the holiday timeframes. So that's a project that you will be seeing. You'll be getting the EIR very shortly, and then I would expect that would be one of your first projects after the new year to be looking at, sometime after January to be looking at that one. Another of the pending projects is one that's called the Sturgis Building. I don't really know much about this project. It is an office proposal at Los Caneros and Cali Real. It's kind of would be the southeast corner of the roundabout. There was a proposal. We're checking in with the applicant because he made a submittal. I think we had a couple meetings with them, and we haven't heard much from them. So,
and that property is currently for sale.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're going to check with them. That might be one that's going to be coming off because they may not realize they still have an application with us, because people tend to do that. But until someone withdraws, we still show it as a current application. Another project, item C, is the Kenwood Village. That's another residential proposal on Cali Real. This one's not that far. This one's maybe one or two lots east of the Citrus Village site. And that one is for 60 units. There is an EIR also under preparation, and I would expect that EIR would be something that might be, will be released in early 2016, is my guess at this point. Let's see, D on the list. Oh, I'm sorry, I have these not quite the same order. D is what we call the St. George property on Hollister Avenue. It's where Simply Pies was. I'm not quite sure. I know they changed names, I
Crush
believe.
Cakes.
Crush Cakes. That's the new name.
Right across from the hospital?
Yes.
Or the three, a little further down. Yeah. Okay.
Still have pies, though.
Yeah, they do still sell pies. This is a site, a project where they would keep what they've approached us with is to keep a commercial component along Hollister frontage and then having some residential behind it. I believe there are some residences. They would just increase the number of units on that property. This one is definitely like pending because I believe the property owner is talking with somebody about a potential sale. So this project may not materialize, but it is definitely something that we have on hold with the planning department. Fairview Gardens, what can I say? They are submitted for what master conditional use permit. They want to take their different component and put it under one conditional use permit. So that there would be an overseeing of both their operations and any of their events. So there'd be instead of getting, a temporary use permit for this or a land use permit for that, we would have it all in one, and it would hopefully be a better for everybody of how it gets managed, and the neighbors have some better understanding of what is going to happen at the gardens. So that one, we're working with them on getting a complete application and then proceeding forward through the process.
And they've recently had some changes. They have a new board. They have a new director. And while there's been a bit of a lull over the last few months in working on this application, I do expect it to restart and get underway. But I think, given the number of temporary use permits that we've processed for events there, it will be very beneficial to them and really make it a little more flexible with how they use their property.
Yeah. Another project that's pending completion is with the Zizzo site on Stork Road. This is a site that there's a potential for, pretty much redoing the site. But Zizzo's would stay in another configuration on the property. So that's one that will probably be a substantial focus if they go forward or when they complete their application, probably for 2016. G is what we...
Excuse me, Zizzo's, would they add any square footage?
It's possible that they wouldn't stay in their location. They would stay on the site.
Mm.
I don't, there's a whole bunch of configurations of gas stations, power washes, buildings.
Understood.
And just to reference there, they wouldn't be, even if they don't exist at this property for a temporary period, they are opening up a location at West Star, Hollister Village. Mm-hmm. And there was another location being opened in the Ice and Paradise.
Yeah.
So while this is their original location, I believe, they'll end up with three at the end of it. So,
sorry, the Zizzo's or Fuel Depot is expanding?
Zizzo's. Okay. Another project that's pending is the Old Town Industrial Center. This is a site that is off of, Thornwood. And this one is for about 140,000 square feet of industrial property in 8 buildings. That was submitted well over a year ago. We gave them a list of corrections, and we've not heard from them since. So we are checking with them to see if they are continuing forward. H is the Old Town Village property, which you saw at your last meeting in July. And this was presented to City Council in August, and it is on hold at this moment until Mr. Farr returns. So I don't know if you want any more information on that one, but you did talk about it extensively at your last meeting. And then the last project on the list that's pending is what is being called Heritage Ridge, which is what we others in the community might know as Willow, what they consider Willow Springs 3. It's the last of the property across the way that is Mr. Topes is considering for development. It comprises 360 units. They're all apartments. About one-third of them would be for seniors, and the other two-thirds would be for workforce housing. And we are in the beginning stages of preparing an environmental impact report on that project, which you will probably see in 2016 at some point in time. So that's what we have going through the list right now, and I'd be happy to answer any questions you might have.
Anything else from the staff? That's
Well, I'll just jump in real quick. There was a question from one of our planning commissioners regarding the CHP facility. That is not within the city's purview, and that is located immediately east of Haskell's Landing, or
yes,
yeah,
and west of Mariposa.
Yeah, west of Mariposa, kind of right in the middle there. That we're expecting, we keep hearing that an EIR will be released this month or in October. I already think it's October, and there'll be a lot of eyes on it. The neighborhood is watching that process very closely. They've already met a number of times with folks at the state and with the CHP staff here. So we won't have a lot. We don't have any control over the permitting of it. They are exempt from local land use control, but we do have a say in the environmental. So we will be reviewing that document when it comes out, and we can also provide it to the commission if they are so inclined. So.
All right, we'll come back to the commission. I do have a couple questions that I'll line up for you and see how you want to run with those.
Okay.
Home projects, you mentioned activity within the neighborhoods. If you have any statistics or information on home building permits, how that activity level looks. The Creek Underpass at 101, I'm sure we want to hear a little bit if you know anything about what's going on with that disruption over there off of Fairview. And then Rusty's Pizza. How can we forget about Rusty's Pizza?
That's true.
So many people in the community have been talking about that. So could you give us a little bit of information on some of those things?
Sure. Let's see. Rusty's is under construction, I believe. They're probably hoping to be done with construction shortly after the beginning of the new year. And they're moving along. Mm-hmm. Really no complaints.
Do you recall, were they using office space in there too as far as for their offices? Or is it all just restaurant?
I believe they do have an office. I really don't remember what those floor plans.
Okay.
What if it was like, you mean like a corporate facility?
Yeah, that's
facility?
What I had heard that at one point.
It could. We can check on that because I really don't remember the floor plans.
Yeah,
that well.
I don't recall no. either. I do believe they wanted this to be their headquarter linchpin store.
Their flagship.
Yeah, flagship restaurant. We lovingly refer to it as the Church of Pizza,
okay.
But that's just something that we call it internally. It is actually, it's a really interesting building, and I think when the design review board saw the design, they were excited by the difference in the type of architecture and how it could blend in and add to the overall streetscape in that area.
Excuse me, one point here. Did they need any additional square footage when they build? I mean, is it not a two-story?
No,
it's got the two-story volume, but it is, I believe, it is just a one-story floor plan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it may not, I'm thinking it may not have made the list because I don't think there was land use entitlements.
Exactly.
I think it was just DRB.
Yeah, probably. Mm-hmm.
So that's why I was like, why isn't this on this list? But I think it's because it didn't have any land use entitlement.
Okay. Right. And just for a little more detail, the cumulative project list is something that needs to be used as part of CEQA. And that's why most cities have one. And for anyone who's preparing an EIR or other environmental documentation, they need to look at the cumulative impacts. And so they take this list that any city has and they use that in their analysis. So that's where it started. And that's also why it's updated not every week or every month, but twice a year, because we don't have that many environmental documents coming through the system. So,
Let's see, the creek underpass,
We don't have any specific dates, just what the press releases have said, that they're continuing to move forward and they expect to have it done January, February of next year. I'm sure most of you drive by it every day at some point, or at least once a week, and they're moving forward. There's constant movement out there. So I know they are trying to get it done. And that's just on the Calle Real side. There's also a lot of work happening on the other side, especially with that on-ramp closed or off-ramp closed. But I do know it's supposed to help quite a bit with flooding once it's completed. I don't know. My assumption would be that Caltrans would do their best to make sure it's functional, even though it may not be completely finished by the time the storms may come.
And we can check with Public Works to see what additional information they have. If, we're not, because since that is a Caltrans project, we may not have all of the information.
Right.
Okay, what was the third one?
Building
Sorry.
Permits, home activity.
We can actually get back to you on that. There's been a lot of activity at the building counter, but I don't have stats tonight.
It'd be
but
interesting
we could certainly
to
bring
that.
Some back, yes.
Yeah, how it's progressed these mm-hmm. last couple of years.
Willdan is our contract building mm-hmm. services provider. They have been extremely busy. They have had to bring in additional inspectors, and the inspectors we do have on staff are very, very busy. We've had a record number of inspections in a day already this year, and so it just keeps moving. They're never bored, which is good.
Well, thank you for that. We'll come around and see if the other commissioners have some comments or questions. I just want to say, the community obviously has been impacted by the number of projects that are going on and the way they have been reaching out into the spaces where people travel.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some fatigue in the community with that, and we always have to be mindful of that. And maybe when this settles back into an even flow, we have some lessons learned or things that we would see as a different path mm-hmm. in the future. The one thing that I wanted to say is driving by the West Star project, through the design and some of the things that we went through, I just found it very interesting that the view corridors and the variation in the setback and some of those things are allowing views through there towards the mountains, which of course was part of the objective. That we really don't see in a lot of the development along Hollister, the older development that was done under the county mm-hmm. prior to the city and some of those, the canyonization concept of Hollister was under discussion, if you remember that. But today you can see the view corridors. And I think it's actually going to look really good. And when the street gets straightened out again, I think it's really going to be a beautiful addition to the community. And especially when you look at it in compared to some of the older commercial research and development buildings that were done, that are pretty much blank walls up against the roadway. This is much more welcome to the community. So take your time and look at that, even though we would like to say, we'd like to have all these traffic interruption gone away. The projects coming out of it are really going to add to our community. So I would like anybody else that has a question for the staff.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Just one quick question. On looking at the cumulative list, and you've got the ones under construction and the ones that are approved and then the ones that are pending, relative to infrastructure, do we, at build out with the number of units that are proposed under these three categories that you've given us, do we know where we're at for schools? Do we have the adequate schooling? Does the school district know this is coming? And then also fire. Do we have adequate fire stations located, given the number of units that are coming?
The school district is aware and of what's coming. Fire department does sign off on these applications as they come through and provide comment. All of the development that's coming forward as far as build-out has been accommodated for within our general plan. The city is looking at additional fire service, Fire Station 10. Many of you have heard that reference. That will be at the far west end of Hollister and Winchester Canyon Road. That is developing. We're not close yet. Environmental will probably, I believe the environmental is complete, but I'm not sure if there's going to be any supplemental work done there, and then the real process will start. But we're working with the county on that project, but I don't know the exact status of it at this point.
Mm-hmm. And schooling, I mean, any guess on, you know, classroom sizes and how this will impact that? And is there any new schools at all?
Not planned that we know of. Okay. There are private schools that have expressed interest in different parts of the city, mm-hmm. but from the school district, no new public schools expected.
So we're not imposing a request of developers to put some money in the hopper.
There is a fee, the school district fee, that's applied to every permit that comes through the city.
Great.
Lisa?
I was going to say that when we developed the general plan, I believe the school districts were engaged in, you know, the residential development that is being planned, that's either under construction or being planned, was anticipated based on the general plan.
Okay.
So so they would have an idea of what our community was going to look like in terms of the number of new units. I say that there was only one that wasn't, because it was shown to be another use. But some of the projects that we have had built are at way less density than what had been envisioned by the general plan. So there is some flexibility in terms of accommodating that. You know, there was a trade-off that not every, you know, things did not get built, or even though people may not believe that, that the densities that were planned for in the general plan, some of those projects, particularly like Villages at Los Caneros, are much less dense than what the general plan called for.
Okay. Well, we have a handful of elementary schools, and we have only one junior high, I think, in the Green Valley, and then two high schools that kind of serve the area. So just kind of curious as to if we're keeping an eye on that. Thank you.
Ms. Maynard?
I have a follow-up related to the, would it be appropriate to invite somebody from the school district to talk to us about their expansion plans over time, and so that we can directly hear from them about how they're planning for the growth?
We can certainly reach out to them. I don't know how long that would take for them to develop, but we could certainly ask and see if they might actually have a presentation ready or a report written that we haven't seen. So.
And they do normally have a joint meeting with the city council.
Yes.
On an annual basis. The Glede Union School District and the city council meet and, you know, compare notes, if you will.
And is that a meeting that has minutes that we could reference?
I'm sure it does. It's a noticed meeting.
Oh, okay. Is that something that the staff could help us find those meeting
Absolutely.
Minutes? Okay. Thank you very much. If we're done with that item, I did have some other questions.
Please.
Okay. So we've talked about a number of housing projects that are either approved or pending moving forward. Where does this put us in terms of our meeting some of the affordable housing goals? I know that we have met all of the affordable housing goals in terms of making sure that there's enough land for them, which is our only requirement at the state level. But just in terms of how much, how are we doing in terms of also building those units?
We would have, let's see, our last report to HCD went up with the, it was included in your packets with the annual general plan update. We could get another report on where we think we're going to be next year. It's actually great. We're moving along. The People Self-Help Project is actually going to provide a number or a large chunk of our lower and very low units that we need. So that'll actually be really great. I think we're going to be just fine on the market rate or the moderates and above moderates, but I'm not sure. We'd have to look at the numbers to give you. I just don't want to throw out. Everything's fine. But we are making great progress.
Okay. And you have to remember that the reporting period is 8 years.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So we're just at the beginning.
Yeah. Sure. It would be great to see those numbers at your convenience. I know you've got a lot else on your plate, and this isn't urgent, but when those numbers are available, I'd love to see them.
Okay.
That's fine. All right. Commissioners, any more discussion on the project list?
Nothing specific, but wanting to thank staff member Parisi for getting all this information together for us. I appreciate it, and I know what it takes to go through all that stuff and have it correct. thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Go ahead.
Sorry to go back. One other additional comment. We talked a little bit about pacing in terms of, you had mentioned the fatigue, and we talked about schools. When is the right point in the process, and maybe this is a naive question as a new planning commissioner, but when's the right point in the process to bring up concerns about pacing? And just because I know usually we look at individual projects, mm-hmm. and so I'm not sure when as a planning commissioner I should be saying, oh wait, it seems like the pace is going too fast. What's the right time or right point in the process to bring up pacing concerns?
That's an excellent question.
That is I'm listening to the answer.
Well, and this is, actually, you may be able to provide more information, Commissioner Onan. There used to be a pacing rule policy in our general plan that was removed some years ago. 5 years ago? 6 years ago? I don't have the exact information. We can give you some of that. We can dig up that information and show you. It was a pacing tool that was in a policy in our general
GLETA
plan.
GLETA Growth Management.
Yes, ordinance. The GLETA Growth Management Program.
It was an ordinance.
Ordinance. And it was an ordinance that was repealed. Yes. The pacing concerns that we're seeing now, I think, with the way projects came through the process, they were paced at a rate where if they had been built at the same time, if there hadn't been litigation, I think we wouldn't see all of the construction coming together, especially at Stork and Hollister, the way it has. But you had the recession, you had litigation on Westar or Hollister Village. You had a number of different circumstances that all came together to create what ended up happening. In some regards, though, in a number of ways, I think while the pain was the pain citizens felt was higher, it ended sooner. So as those improvements were all able to be done all at the same time. As you've seen with the construction out there, the Rincon Palms work in the front edge is completed, and they're just starting construction. So they were able to really look at the efficiency of what was being done out there. There's still some work that still needs to happen, but it shouldn't be as massive an undertaking as the overall lane shifts and all the work that's been done over the last month or so.
Well, I'd like to add something if I could. Whenever you have concerns about pacing or whatever is going on, you should always voice them. There's not a time where you shouldn't. And that's our role, part of our role sometimes as commissioners, that we're looking at things perhaps a little further than is required. We are allowed to do that. I think we're limited by, you know, the regulation as to what we may be able to do. Can we as the Planning Commission create a pacing mechanism? Probably takes the City Council to do that. But we always want to hear your concerns. And I think that's the role that we all play here.
Thank you very much.
The other, just as a pacing issue or something along those lines, the one thing you have right now, given the drought, projects that want to come in that don't have a water entitlement, you know, they are being paced. So, I mean, that is a factor right now. And I forgot to mention that all of the projects that, well, we've told people we aren't processing any projects that don't have a water entitlement. And, you know, it doesn't fit one of those categories that the water district has set up as, you know, they have those four categories of exemptions. And unless they can, the water district's issuing a preliminary water determination or clearance, I can't quite remember what they call it. And unless we get one of those, someone might submit an application to us, but we, you know, find it incomplete. We really do discourage people from trying to even submit until they have that.
That actually brings up a very interesting point. Should we expect to get a rush of applications when the drought is declared completed?
Maybe.
Depending on how long it goes, I would expect that we're having people back up, knowing that we're not taking, we're not processing applications right now if you don't have your water. So I don't know how long it will be, but once Goleta Water is issuing new service connections again, I do expect quite a number of applications to come in.
Mr. Fuller, did you have anything to add to the discussion today?
I'm good.
Okay, good. So we go to the director's report?
Sure. There are folks in the audience. I don't know if anybody was here to... Okay.
Were there no one wishing to speak?
All right. I actually don't have much of a director's report today. We've sort of told you everything that we're working on for the moment. We're continuing to finalize a draft or get the draft of the new zoning ordinance ready to send out for review. And we're looking forward to getting that completed. It puts another thing out there, and it'll give you a lot of really great holiday reading.
So this is insinuating pre-holiday.
Yes. The date we are aiming for is November 16th, but with all things government related, that's what we're aiming
that's
for.
Good.
That's not a given.
You're saying it out loud.
Yes.
So that's good.
And so what we don't expect to have any sort of meeting, hearing, discussion, or anything until the new year. We want people to have ample time with the document. We will be reaching out to groups who have specific concerns with it, Chamber of Commerce, Board of Realtors, Goodland Coalition, whoever would like to sit down and talk in a group, we will be reaching out that way as well as having general workshops. So we're really looking forward to getting this done for the city. It's time. So other than that, I don't have anything else to report.
So it sounds like there will be a very busy start to the new year for the
yes.
Planning Commission.
Yes.
With some projects, EIRs, zoning.
Yes.
All these things coming forward. So,
and I
get
apologize.
Your rest and take your vitamins.
So, speaking of pacing, for the commission, sometimes that happens. You get a lull, and then unfortunately, we pay for that later.
Jennifer, are we going to get all three modules at the same time?
You're going to get the entire ordinance. There are no more modules. Mm. What you will get is the ordinance, and you will get. We will probably have the draft SEIR ready as well, and you will get the comparison table, which I believe has grown to over 150 pages.
Oh,
now.
My goodness.
People asked for it. That was part of the delay in producing this, but it will be an excellent reference document for folks who really want to see what was and what will be or what could be. So, but and one thing that I'm trying to make sure we get the message out is this is the city's document. It's everyone's document. And so because a lot of the bigger projects will be completed or through the process by the time this ordinance comes forward, this is about the mom and pop businesses. This is about the single family homeowners. This is about the smaller projects that might come in. So this is the citizens' document. And so we want everyone, and we have a lot of people who live here, who are planners, who have backgrounds in code development, and we want those comments, and we look forward to them. It'll make a better document for everybody.
Can I ask a related question? You mentioned there'll be a number of public meetings. When will the schedule of those public meetings be available?
In the beginning of the year.
Okay.
Okay, is that our director's report?
Yes.
Okay.
So, Mr. Daniels, do you have anything to bring up?
I won't be available October 12th. Is that a Monday? Yeah. Thank you.
Mr. Jenkins? Mr. Fuller?
I'm good.
Ms. Maynard? That's it. All right. We know nothing else? Wolf?
Sorry, I just wanted to say I went to the Lemon Festival this weekend. I just wanted to congratulate the community on a really wonderful event. It was wonderful seeing so many community organizations and city and county agencies out there representing. So it was lovely to be able to be a part of that.